Welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast from Monday through Friday where we encourage you to come and study the Bible with us. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho. Your host is Pastor Rick DeMichael. This week, we're airing a message entitled Abilities of Virtue. The word ability is often associated with giftedness. While we are all gifted in different ways and to different degrees, today's message focuses on character traits that are equally available to and needful for all Christians. We pray that today's message will be a blessing to you. If you would like to order today's message, stay tuned until the end of today's program for a phone number and address where you can order a copy on CD. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
John chapter 4, John 4 verse 28. The woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the man, come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? You know, I think a lot of times in our witnessing efforts, we get the cart before the horse. Oh, we worry about having all the right arguments and the right discussions and the right opener and picking the right time. You know what goes a long ways to being a witness? Just being excited about God. And I'm not talking temperament this morning. I know some of you are more reserved. I know some of you, you're just more sanguine and you're more outgoing. Then you should make more noise. Amen? You should make more noise. But some of you are more reserved. But you know what? Even reserved people, you can tell when they're excited. You can tell when they're excited. Some of them just sit there, they don't say anything, but their ears start to wiggle. Or they just get a big smile on their face, or they get a look in their eye. Folks, do you really think it's fair as Christians that we spend all of our emotion and enthusiasm on the things of the world and have nothing left for the Lord? Don't misunderstand. There's nothing wrong with cheering for your team. There's nothing wrong with being excited about common things. But how is it? How is it that the devil has sold God's people a bill of goods? Oh, I don't want to be a holy roller. Well, what's the part that bothers you, holy or rolling? Which part of this is aggravating you? Someone say, well, I think a lot of that stuff is in the flesh, you know. When people get excited in a song, it's in the flesh. Well, if I wasn't in the flesh, you couldn't see me. And of course, your long face, that's not in the flesh, right? That's in the spirit. Amen? Amen. You see, a lot of times our witness has less to do with something that's scripted as it has to do with an attitude. And I look at 1 Peter chapter 3 where Peter talks about people asking us a reason of the hope that is in us. I'm afraid sometimes that the charismatic movement stole the thunder of a dead orthodoxy among God's people. We read in Hebrews 12 that Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, we read in Nehemiah that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We see God's promises are exceeding great and precious promises. I sure miss Brother Don Espinosa. I sure miss him. Anytime I asked him, I said, how you doing, Brother Don? He'd always say, great. He wasn't always doing great. Are you listening to me? You know, a lot of times we look at people that always seem to be upbeat and we think, wow, they must have a great life. No, you know what? A lot of times they're taking it by faith. Saw him about 2 weeks before he died. He was in that hospice bed there and had that drain coming down and that bag, and it was full of blood. And how you doing, Don? He got himself up. Great. I said, you are, brother. I said, you're getting ready to go home and be with the Lord, aren't you? You know what we got to do sometimes when things aren't going so well? We need to just take it by faith that God's on the throne and we're doing great. Think of old Billy Bray. He was considered an eccentric. And the thing about Billy Bray was his constant joy. He was a lay preacher. He was a Welsh miner. And he just was a man full of the joy of the Lord. A bit eccentric. but a good example. He said, when I walk, he says, one foot says, praise the Lord, and the other foot says, glory. When his wife died, his wife's name was Joey, they found him dancing around the room. Now, some of you might be, but your motive might be a little different. But he was dancing around the room. He said, Joey's gone to be with the bright ones. Joey's gone to be with the Lord. Someone said, Billy, are you crazy? Your wife just died. He said, how can I be sad when my wife is getting everything she always wanted in her life? You see, folks, as Christians, we have grounds for our joy this morning. Somebody asked him one time about being so eccentric. He said, I'd rather be a janitor in a candy store than superintendent of a pickle factory. And I wonder this morning, how many of us would be willing to have the ability of excitability? You're going to have to lose some of your pride. You're going to have to be willing to be a fool for Christ. But think about it for a second. Haven't you been a fool for some other things? Haven't you made a fool of yourself? I look back at my life and some of the things I've gotten all worked up about, and I think to myself, really? But I'll tell you what, I have no regrets. I have no regrets praising the Lord, being excited about the things of God. And that's something we can all do. Number two, I'd like you to take your Bibles and go to Romans chapter 12. And I just want to say this morning that I appreciate so many of you for your enthusiasm for the things of God. It's an encouragement to me. It's an encouragement to me. I was saying to someone this morning, we were talking, and I was just expressing my appreciation for him and his family's faithfulness. And I said, you know, the Bible calls a preacher to be faithful whether anybody else is faithful, but it sure makes it easier if everybody else is faithful. And, you know, we're called to praise the Lord and be thankful, but it makes it a lot easier if there's others around us that are thankful and praising him. And I want to look at another one. There's excitability. And then in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, somebody give me the first couple words. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye what? What's the next word? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. All right, so we present ourselves. And so the recruit is excited, but now he's got to become a volunteer. And that means we go from excitability to availability. Availability. Folks, God is not limited by our giftedness or what we commonly understand as our abilities. He's only limited by our availability. Because in the end, it's not our abilities we lean upon. We just make ourselves available to him. That's the volunteer. That's the one who says, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll be there. I'll jump in. I'll get involved. But so many of us, we're just too busy. My time is mine. My time is mine. UPS man came up the stairs this week and dropped off a package. And you talk about guys that are always in a hurry. I can always tell when they're coming up the stairs, and I can always tell when they're going down. But one of our secretaries invited him to church, and on the way down the stairs, he blurted out, Sunday's my day. Sunday's my day of rest. No thanks. Gestured with his hand. Well, if the guy's unsaved, I can understand that. That's how an unsaved man looks at it. Can't understand that with a Christian, though. We can't give the Lord a day when he's given us seven. We can't give the Lord a day each week when he's given us eternity. And in the end, my time is not mine. It's his. I'm bought with a price. Oh, we Baptists, we take a strong stand on immersion. But all it takes is a Methodist sprinkle to keep us from church. Some little thing. Thank you this morning for your faithfulness. Thank you for honoring the Lord by being in the house of the Lord on the Lord's day. Jesus said, "Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me." You know, when we come to church on Sunday, we are declaring to the world that we're Christians. We are declaring to the world that we're Christians. Availability. If you had a bank account that every morning credited your account with $86,400, carried over no balance, allowed no cash to remain in the account, and at the end of the day canceled what you failed to use, what would you do? And each morning we are credited with 86,400 seconds to spend as we wish.
We want to thank you for being with us today. It is our hope and prayer that today's program was truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to a message entitled Abilities of Virtue. While we do not all have the same talents, we all can and should possess godly character traits, virtues which enable us to faithfully make the most of the gifts, resources, and opportunities God has given us for His service. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, if you would like to order a copy of today's message, CDs are available for a suggested contribution of $5 each. Our address is Treasures of Truth, care of Treasure Valley Baptist Church, 1300 South Terry Avenue, Meridian, Idaho, 83642. Our phone number is area code 208-888-4545. Our webpage address is www.tvbc.org. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church. We welcome you to our services on Sunday at 9:15 a.m. for Sunday school, at 10:30 a.m. for morning worship and preaching, at 5:45 p.m. for Bible preaching and teaching, and also on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for more Bible preaching and teaching.